Phela mina ngiyinsizwa mina. Ngiyinsizwa.
If you're new to betting, head to easybet.co.za where they make it simple, fun, and exciting, even if it's your first time playing. Sign up now and score yourself a 50 Rand sign-up bonus. No deposit needed. Just use the promo code SHADYPH, that's SHADYPH, one word, and it's yours instantly. If you're looking for more, remember that your first deposit gets you a 150% bonus up to 1,500 Rand. That's more to play with and even bigger chances to win. But wait, there's more. EasyBet will match your first bet up to 500 Rand, so you're getting extra play without extra spend. Even if luck's not on your side, ungakhathazeki, they give back 15% of your losing bets every week so you can operate. That's backing real players. The best part is there's even more waiting for you when you join, so head on over to easybet.co.za now and check it out for yourself. T's and C's apply. EasyBet Group Pty Limited is licensed and regulated by the Western Cape Gambling and Racing Board. No persons under 18 may gamble. Winners know when to stop.
Yeah, no. This was a down bad vandaag, yo.
Down bad, boy. My voice.
Yo, my body. Yeah, my body, yeah, I'm aching.
I tell you what, PH, I'm not 26 anymore, my son.
Not 25, eh?
Yeah, like...
Not 25 at all, but welcome to this another episode
but
of
we
the
went
Shady...
in, no.
Wait, man! Oh. Welcome to this another episode of the Shady Podcast. My name is Wounded, and so is he.
Yeah, but I'm less wounded than this guy, because, you know...
Why?
I was pacing myself.
I mean, for me, it's just a lack of sleep throughout the whole weekend.
Yeah, true. Yeah, no.
I haven't slept.
Also, when my voice starts getting thin, then I know I'm tired. Yeah, bo.
Yeah.
But it's also like, you know, when you're in a club and you're having conversations, fuck, and like a lot of people just want to talk to me and I want to talk to a lot of people. Mfana, you end up straining your voice. You're just like, yeah, sure, boy. You can't maintain a conversation like that for like an hour.
That's crazy.
Yo, dog.
Sorry. I'm going to say, Gwandi, the last word I said, that's crazy, ne? The camera angles, look at Warris's close-up. Like, you can see the chair, you can see... Also,
What can you see?
No.
How are you doing there?
Is it? No, I'm saying...
It's too much. Too wide.
It's too wide. No, I'm saying Warris's was too out.
Oh, I must make it the same as you.
Well, if it was going to be a close-up, yeah. Go look at Warris now on the camera, on the thing.
You
had the whole chair. You could see his table.
Yeah,
it's never like this. Your close-up is never like this, eh?
Yeah, the table is in the wrong place, yeah. Because I can see the mic, the way...
So you'd usually put your water here.
Yeah.
Sharp. Better.
And then, because there's no chair there, so when the setup was done, they put this too close. No, but it's fine. It's better because now I can see PH and my side profile is not... That camera also is not there. It's there.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's why that camera is not in the right place. That camera is supposed to be there.
Which one?
This one. This is the camera I'm on. It's usually here. There's its mark there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, mind you, I'm going to bang any angle.
Okay.
They're supposed to put it there, man.
But it's aircon.
So the fourth one doesn't... What's the fourth? The fourth one is what?
Oh. Yeah, that's a wide.
Which one is the wide?
This one, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But the guest one...
Just go on me again. Yeah.
Let me see me.
You see, it shows this.
Yo.
Well, because of the angle of the camera.
Yeah, because we do get, like sometimes when you laugh and you put your legs up, we do get, so it is around this angle.
Yeah. Let me remove this. Okay, cool. We're going to have to or what?
Yeah.
Okay, cool, sharp.
The angles are not the
same. Sharp. Cool, sharp.
Yo, but I'm cute, see?
Just want to see something quickly. Bro, I haven't had a sim Give me 2 seconds, bro. Sorry.
Angifake futhi fethi ngishutshela umuntu wami ivideo lapha. Yeah. Eish, my dudes. One thing though, ne? The way I'm cute, bro.
Okay, cool, sharp. Sorry, man. I don't have a SIM card.
Stand by, 1D, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, no. Hey. This was a down bed. Yo.
Did you just wake up?
Yo, I'm fine.
Yeah, no, we're a bit injured. Bed,
Injured. Yo.
This morning I woke up at 9:30, which is unlike me.
Same.
Ah, dog. And same. I woke up and I was like, fuck, there's no way. I actually thought it was Sunday.
Really?
And I'm like, shit, it's Monday. Got up. Yo, lethargic as fuck.
So, I mean,
and I feel like my face is swollen. Nepuza face.
Ah, all right, I'm fine.
Right, I'm fine. At least you're both telling me cute.
I've had lack of sleep throughout the whole weekend. So yeah. I had 5 a.m. mornings. So
sure.
Thursday, Friday. Yeah, I've just been like getting home with my 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I wasn't doing this for most of the year. Like this arrived.
Yeah, yeah. You weren't. You actually were on like a small break.
Yeah.
But you know, now it's that season.
The season, yeah.
But so, also, this is the thing about PH. He plays at his gig. And if he doesn't have another gig, he chills at the gig.
No, I leave. Just I was with you this weekend. That's why.
You were. I was like, nigga, go home.
Yeah.
But then you were like, no, let me stay.
Because, do you know what it is?
What?
And I actually forgot to tell you this. For the first time, and maybe since we've done the show, okay, maybe not the first time, but for the first time, someone asked me, where's Waras? And I was able to point and say, he's there.
He's right there.
Yes.
You know, and I showed you those messages when that one was messaging me and saying, say hi to PA.
Oh, yes,
and I was like, well, what a coincidence.
Yes.
I'm shooting a video and I'm like, nah. Even when Kedzi phoned me, I said, he's like, ish, I need to get hold of PH. I said, relax. I'm with PH.
Yeah.
So, same place, same time.
It's been a solid weekend. So the reason why we're injured, we had a... Where were we yesterday?
Yeah, we had a young razzle yesterday. Mm. Shout out to Jameli celebrating 10 years.
Hold on. 10 years of amazing food. Mike, let me tell you something. Mm. I had a takeaway. No, not a baby. Actual food takeaway.
Okay. I was gonna say, I didn't see you leave with anyone.
No, man. Takeaway. And even in the morning, that food was just...
It slapped.
Yes, it's the food at Jameli, man, is the one. Like, I've been to many restaurants around the world.
Yeah.
Jameli's in my top 5.
Yeah, no,
Jameli's
no,
in
no,
my
no.
top 5.
Shout out Alessandro.
The consistency.
Shout out the team at Jameli. Yes. 10 years deep and still going. Good food. Fucking good vibes.
Vibes, yeah.
Jay, good people.
100%.
So we were there and they celebrated all weekend. It was Friday to Sunday. It was their birthday weekend. So the shit was big, bruh. Mm-hmm. I was there on Friday and I was there yesterday.
Okay.
And then afterwards we went to Tempo.
Tempo.
It was VK's birthday.
Yeah.
So shout out VK as well. Happy birthday, Grootman.
Yeah.
Man, Tempo like pulses.
You know he's our age.
Huh?
You know he's our age.
Who are? But he's like a timer.
Oh, yeah.
It's
not
the same.
Yeah.
VK, you like a timer.
Yeah. shout out.
He's like a timer because he's rich.
Yeah. it was a hectic Sunday.
Yeah, he is, but he's like, Boma. No, man, he's like 40.
No.
Less. Shit, man, I thought he's like 42. Not that he looks old, I'm just saying. But happy birthday, Jam.
Obviously, I was playing at Jameli, and I was going to leave. And then I see my friend. In fact, when I arrive, I see my friend. I'm like, oh, I'm party. So then we have a...
And then I'm like, come to this table. He's like, no, where's my table? I said, hey, fuck your table.
Fuck your table.
Land at this table, nigga. Sure. Let's eat.
So yeah, it was a proper vibe, had fun. And
bro,
then,
and you said, yeah, PH killed it. Yes. You took the party to the upper. Then who was that DJ?
Which one?
The one that played after you, man. That you still sent me the track names.
Oh no, Cubic.
Cubic.
Yeah, Cubic.
Bro,
Cubic.
Manang ilanda leng this track.
DJ Ngabza, Step Down.
Step Down.
Yeah. Ah! DJ Ngabza, Step Down.
What the
down.
Fuck?
What a, bro, he's bro. Got DJ Ngabza's got. I think maybe I've got like 5-6 tracks of his.
Yeah.
Fucking solid.
I know,
like,
no. Guys,
solid.
Do yourself a favor, go and Google this song, right? DJ Ngabza, it's called Step Down.
Step Just Down, yeah.
But
yeah.
You've got to hear it like on sound.
Yeah.
Because I was listening to it in the car, didn't really slap as much. Mm. And at home, I had to put the sound bar like on full blast.
Really?
Just to get that, you know.
So, man, shout out.
Mm.
But yesterday, someone like in asking me, where's Wara? Some other person asked me, he's like, yo, how are you friends with this guy? I'm like, what do you mean, how am I friends with this guy? I've known this guy for years.
Why what do you mean, my friend? Okay.
No, and I want to get into it.
Yes.
Right? This is not prepped, but I want to get into it now on the show.
Okay.
No, so my friend, like, obviously, where we were, and let me give you context, where we were, they were gang, beautiful woman.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, plenty.
In fact, throughout the whole weekend, wait, Joburg was outside this weekend.
Yeah.
Major League at Barclays.
Major League was also bad.
There was Hip Hop Flow, Slick had something, The Mixer. There was just a lot of parties on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But back to the point in the context I'm trying to bring in.
Yeah.
Someone was just like, yo, so how are you friends with this guy? I'm just like, no, it's cool. And I saw Joburg being outside. There was gang dollies.
Right.
Gang dollies.
Yeah,
gang woman. Gang everybody. Wonga umuntu gezile nababi bebe bahle. Ngisho nabafana.
Yo. But abahle bebe bahle.
Yeah. But they were also serious operators.
Oh, God. The tweets.
Yes.
About tweet. Operation.
Yes.
But, guys, you know when I tweeted that, I was drunk. But I meant it. You know me. I fucking mean what I say, guys.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. If any of my tweets or anything I say offends you guys, like I've said before, I don't give a fuck. Mm. I say it because I mean it. And then I'm also open to discussing it.
Sure.
So I don't say it's not a one-way street on some fussack. This is what I think.
Sure.
And it's not designed to offend.
Sure.
If anything, it's designed to spark a discussion. It's just that in 280 characters, I can't have a one-hour monologue.
100%.
But what I said is...
Yes.
Related to what I saw. Now, that's not any particular venue, any particular place, any particular person.
Sure.
Saying it, I was at lots of places. I was also, from Friday to Sunday, I was operating, right? And what I saw is there's a lot of operators in these streets.
100%.
Right? I would say on the dolly side, like, there's a lot of whole bag going on, right? Where you can see that this is obvious. Good la. And on the niggas side, and this is for the niggas, right?
Yeah.
They also whore bagging, but not in the same way.
Sure.
Because in response to the tweet, somebody actually said a lot of those whores are men as well. And
yes.
I agree.
Sure.
But I think that the way that men are whoring themselves out is very different, right?
Okay.
I said, one thing Joburg has too much stock of is whores. I said, Jer, Banin.
Oh, man.
Right?
You make my life difficult.
Now, that doesn't mean that I thought everybody at the party was a whore, because that's what people were alluding to in the comments.
God.
And I didn't see that shit because, like I said, I tweeted it when I was drunk, I was busy, I was inside. Now me, I'm a whore bag myself. Whatever.
Takes one to know one.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I know.
Yeah.
What I see is what I know.
Sure.
And what I know is what I see.
So, yeah. So, look, and obviously being outside this weekend.
Yes.
You see people moving.
Yes.
So I think I've always... You know me, I'm always diplomatic in how I look at things, you know?
Yes.
So I was just like, I hear what you're saying.
Yes.
You know? Maybe how I was looking at it was like, Friday, bengidlala. In fact, Thursday, bengidlala la, ngabona lo cheer with Thabo.
Exactly my point.
Friday, bengidlala la.
Now no waras.
Uva no waras. Saturday.
Now no hamba no
PH. I was at three shows. Two of them she was with. And the last one, uva eno.
We
Sunday, or at two shows. Hey, man. So
now
for me,
you
I was
get what
like,
I'm saying.
Yeah, so for me, I was just like, okay. But now, multiply that times many.
Times many.
Yeah, so.
That's it.
I mean, obviously, then I I then go and look at it like, okay, that's how you operate. Mm. That's your spillion. That's your...
Yes.
Yeah, shout out to you.
I was somewhere on Saturday, actually, right? And this happened. True story, doc. I was out on Saturday and, like, one of them literally cornered me. That's, you understand? So my thinking is also informed from personal experience.
Sure.
Right? This thing cornered me and she was like, yo, what's the story? Mm. And then I was like, I know story. Why? What's the story? And then she was like, you know the story.
What are you
and I was
saying?
Like, I don't know the story. And she was like, let's make a story. It's story time. And then I was like, what kind of story? Then she said, it's a pataling story. And then I said, yabo manje mawusuzofuna imali yenzipho.
Okay, so wait.
So I'm just saying, they're approaching directly. Like, you know, you've been to Dubai, right?
Yes.
And I personally, I haven't been and I haven't heard. Sure. But everybody that comes back, like when you say, yo, how's the host? We've had this chat on the pod where it's like, oh, I'm fine, unapologetic. They come and they say, hey, Baba, come by.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
A thousand
because
terms.
There, it's at the level there where there's no need to even be secret about it. It's just like, yo, my man, if you want to operate 1,000 dirhams, let's move.
Sure.
Straight to the point. If you don't want to operate, no hard feelings, no one's fighting.
Sure.
And I respect that. Do your thing. I'm not saying let's police women's bodies. But what I am saying is we're kind of getting to that level where normal social interactions are becoming fewer and further between. Oh. Where if you're a young man and you're just out with your bras and you're trying to hook up or meet a nice dolly, I'm fine because kajwala. Means now, if you don't have money and you don't have the biggest table and the most bottles, you can forget about even approaching that one.
Yo.
You know, I wanted to approach that one with the Balmain button-up white jersey thing.
Yeah.
Like
up there by the entrance.
Guys, this thing, tits were busting. And then she had it with shorts, tall thing. I mean, you saw that thing.
Yeah, very beautiful lady.
Beautiful, right? And then I said to BH, I'm like, yeah, I need to find that one. I just wanted to be a friend. I said, let me go find that one. Yeah. So I go and I frolic.
Yeah.
While I'm frolicking, I see where she's seated. Oh, I'm feeling her cheek. I'm fine. I'm feeling her. Okay. Hi. No, yeah. I said, ala.
Look. Hey, look, I'm a guy. I'm a guy. I can't speak. You know, I can't speak for.
I was like, yo,
clear now. Speak for the prep. Oh. Wow. I can speak for the practice, not individuals, right? And I think what you're trying to say, if you're going to be a prostitute,
look, do it. I support you 100%. Yeah. I'm just saying it's problematic if everyone is going to decide to take that path.
Got
right?
You.
Because I'm saying that we now no longer have normal social interactions.
Got you.
We've normalized a lot of stuff that when we used to, PH, you know, dog, when I first met PH, right, you were playing at St. Eve's. Yes. This is like 2011. Right? 2010, 2011. PH used to play at a club called St. Eve's in Camps Bay, right? Mm. And it was a very nice time in Cape Town. It wasn't like now. Now it's fucked. It was a very nice time in that it was multicultural, multiracial, and you could operate anywhere. You know what I'm saying? You frolicking around, you meet German tourists, they're nice, their toes are fresh. You're inside. You understand? You could find them in Long Street. You could find, you know, it was moving. You understand? So, at that time, Your odds of going out with your bras, you didn't even have to get a table. You could go out with your bras and you could be hanging out by the bar. There was a dance floor. You'd bump into huns and you could buy that hun a drink at most. Sure. And you could leave with that hun. No issues.
It was just before bottle culture like was a
thing. Yeah. Now, bottle culture, spending culture, money culture, trip culture, social equity
pressures.
Culture.
And pressures.
Yes. And attention economy culture has led to this thing where it's like, if I want to be someone in the attention economy, I've got to show up a certain way.
Sure.
But if I want to show up a certain way, I need to look a certain way. And if I want to look a certain way, I need to afford in a certain bracket. But angnamali ngisebenza call center. Or angnamali, I'm still on the come up. Or angnamali, I just started my career.
Stay at home.
But that Balmain little jersey was fucking neat. But that thing is like 8.5. You know what I mean? Shit is expensive. We tat up. There's a song by Limit Nala called Amaguchi.
Oh, okay, sorry.
It says, Intombia koga makush, ay mani tengelo bani.
Sure.
Do you know that song?
No.
what Limit Nala is educating us on in that Maskandi track is he's saying, we see you bitches out here with shit that you can't afford. So he's asking the pay of the hand to say, Bafo, when a sigwaz had, now I'm not mali.
Sure.
Necheri ako ay na mali. So isn't our kogile uatatapi? That's my question.
Okay, wait. Mm. I want to rope something in. So I knew we were going to go down this road.
Yes.
So,
it's an important chat, PH.
Wait, so I said to... It feels one-sided. I want to speak. I want to get some balance. So, anyways, I asked a producer. Like, I sent him a video, and I was like, I want to catch how you would weigh in on this topic, considering what we're just speaking about now.
Yeah.
Wandy, can you please play that video?
Roll and Sketsy, please call Sena, yeah,
or Sena or thing or
Sena
or Noms.
Ah, Sena was the one with the big mouth. Roll the video there, Wandy.
I'm very concerned about the way that we're talking about men who do not have enough money, or in general, poor people. I think the wealth is a great drug of our time.
Mm.
I think that we're seeing a society that is so obsessed with wealth and so comfortable with the wealth gap. But poverty is not the fault of the poor. I think that that's a very important thing. Then they're being very brutal to somebody like John, who would like to have more money, and he expresses that too, so that he can be a better partner to Lucy. It's very brutal to talk about John in a way where you're calling him broke man, or you're calling him in such mean ways, and trying to blame him for his poverty.
Mm.
And I'm very concerned about it.
Yeah.
So thank you for asking me about it. I think that it's very upsetting to me. Capitalism is going to try to colonize and eat everything, and it's trying to eat love too, right? So I think that there is a kind of a, we're falling for the propaganda of the wealthy, that love is only the thing that the wealthy can do, right? But the truth is that actually how much education, power, money you have does not change if you're going to be good in love.
Mm.
It actually has nothing to do with it, actually. So love is still free, you know?
Yeah.
And love is freedom. So what an amazing thing that there's this one human domain that will never get eaten by the algorithm, corporatization, anything. The love is still
free. A fucking spirit animal. Who is that Chinese lady?
I don't know.
Okay. That lady's name is Celine Song.
Can we get...
Oh, wait, can I tell you where it's from, right?
Don't have to be in frame. I want to get a mic for Sena. Let's get a mic for Sena. No. She wants to stay off.
Sena, come sit on my lap.
She wants a...
I'm getting a spike. So that clip that we just played is from a lady by the name of Celine Song. She's the director of a new movie called Materialists.
Okay.
So you heard she made reference to John and Lucy, the characters in this movie. John, broke-ass nigga. Lucy, absolutely in love with John. And from what I read about the plot, I haven't seen it, but from what I read about the plot, it's basically one of those where everyone around Lucy is telling her, this one, he's got no money, look at him, he's going nowhere. And she's like, yo, I love this bro. Mm. So when you hear what that lady is saying, cool, she's talking about her movie, but what a powerful fucking little piece.
Sure.
Because when you apply it to what we're discussing now, that's exactly what I'm fucking saying, is the capitalization of love.
Okay.
You know, it's really harsh out here for young boys who don't have money. The hands your age are not even keen. They want whoever has got money.
And then Sina's shaking her
right.
head. Sina's shaking her head already.
Yeah, but Sina...
I'm going to come in on that.
Okay, please come in, because then I'm going to ask you a question about what you said earlier.
Okay, yes, we'll come back to that. Number one, why Jola Usani Chalet? No. Why are you jollering with money?
Who's that question directed to? Men or women?
Men specifically.
What?
Because
what do you mean?
You are the one that's asking us out.
Why are you? So you're basing it on a transaction now?
You're not defending this guy.
I'm not defending him. Here's the thing with relationships, especially if you're planning long term, unless we are just, I don't know what's happening.
So a woman is fine not to have money in a relationship?
No. Both can have money.
So that's what I was asking. Who is this question directed to?
It's directed to both, but to him, to what he's saying, because the way he's putting it is that. You know, you don't necessarily need love, and it's difficult for the young boys. Why are you dating in the first place without money?
No, I'm saying
yes.
It's difficult for the young boys, and it shouldn't be, because the very bases, right? I've had lots of bays in my life.
Mm-hmm.
All of them, I can tell you for free, because I'm very shallow.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw them, I said, "This thing is poosot."
Okay, yeah,
you've seen my roster.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the fact that they are attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Is why I want to vibe with them.
Mm-hmm.
But I know, because I've been inside the things, many of them.
Mm-hmm.
Libo, now they find me attractive. Mm-hmm. And that's what I need first and foremost before we even get to the money chat. Because, like, I spoil my base. Our PH can attest. You know, I don't play. I fucking spoil my kids. I spoil everyone that I love. But, angegung tole diamond walkimin. So that I can get with. If they're not attracted to me, I'm out. Okay, now, this is.
You're not buying attention. Yes,
exactly. Okay. I'm 35. And in the 20 years that I've been doing this, this is the way it develops. When you're at teenage level, girls and boys, right? I watch my son. My son is 16 now. He has a pay. He goes on dates. They like each other.
Yes.
Right? You've got to have that like each other thing first.
Natural attraction.
That's true.
After the like each other thing, sesobona ogunye. But based on the fact that we like each other, we should at least be able to go for coffee, lunch, dinner. If I don't have money for Mandela Square, and I say, Azam and say Nando's. Nando's is even expensive. Azam and say KFC. If you like me, we're going to KFC and we're sharing tongue twinks. And that should be okay. Because at this stage, I'm talking now about people. I'm not talking about people in their 40s that should have money. Right, because if you're in your 40s and you can't afford to take a hand to KFC,
don't.
You've got bigger problems in life. Yes. And then I agree, you shouldn't be trolling.
Yes.
But if you're 18 to 25 years old, maybe you're still a student, the expectation should not be that I can buy you bags at fucking Diamond Walk. There's no way.
That's
I'm
why.
About 23.
But here's the thing: you should be dating in your league. Then you should be dating another fellow 20-something year old, or even like another. I don't know. If you are 25, you are supposed to be dating around 21 right there. Because
but they don't want that. Because the men with money are not 21. They want the ones with money.
Then that's a problem. Then.
So they're not going for the like each other thing first or the attraction thing, which should be the base. Honestly, that's the first thing. Sorry, it is what it is. They that's are true. Going based on, and this is the thing. If you look at the environment in which we were this weekend, it was a fucking vibe, begumnan. Like, don't get me wrong.
Yes.
But it's the perfect environment to come to see who should you be targeting. Because when you land there, you land agancha. You land agem oteso. You land agem patles gand. You land agem tafulenga ganan. Etafulen konan. Are we drinking Smirnoff? Or are we drinking... You understand? Says Puzama Potella, a Kanyayo, Kanying Potels. Kanying Potels is another level of Potel.
That's true.
Are they coming to the table, Ganji? Or are they coming to the table, Ganji? Mouse and Taflin, those girls are holding the thing up like this. Do you know why? They're saying, so, Begani,
baby, ah, la, la. Yes.
That's what's happening.
Sure.
Okay.
So, that's wrong. I'm saying it's wrong. Look. It's fucking up the game.
I think we're having multiple conversations.
Yes.
We're having multiple conversations. Let's go back to, let's park.
Let's go back to the tweet. Let's go back to the,
yeah, because Senna had
an issue. What is the issue with the tweet, Senna? Please tell us.
It's the delivery. Like, it's
for
firstly,
10 marks.
Oh, for 10 marks. Number one, it's problematic how you're referring to women as whole bags.
Not whole bags.
Hoes. Hoes. Okay. In most cases, let's be honest, you'd also say whole bags.
Yes. But it's a derivative of whole. I just add the bag as a suffix.
As a plural.
Two words.
As a plural.
Like every time.
No.
Today.
You know, I'm trying to get us out the hood. I'm trying to get us out the hood.
Nigga, I love it in the hood.
You are just like.
I'm food.
Nah. I'm really working on these bags for us, dog. And you're like, nah, let's put whores in front of these bags. I'm trying to get us real money, B. Please carry on. I just had to let that out, yeah. Please carry on.
I even lost my train of thought.
For the audience, I'm just being sarcastic. I'm joking. I'm fucking around with Senna. Yes.
So, number one, it's the delivery of saying, Joburg is full of whore bags. So, basically, when you observed that scene...
Multiple scenes.
So different places at where you were at. You looked at everybody as you were DJing there or whatever you were doing. You said, ha, everybody here is a whole bag.
That's not what I did.
Okay,
and that's
what
not
did you do?
What I said.
What did you say?
I'll give you an example.
Yes.
The CBD, Johannesburg CBD, is full of Zimbabweans. Does that mean that everybody in the CBD is a Zimbabwean? I'm in the CBD. I'm not a Zimbabwean. That is not a xenophobic statement.
I like how PH is thinking about what you're saying.
No,
how problematic it could be.
There are many Zimbabweans in the CBD. That does not mean that there's only Zimbabweans in the CBD.
Do you want to
say
him?
So I said, I said,
save him.
Man, I said, one thing Joburg has too much stock of, giddy hoes, right? One thing this Joburg CBD has too much stock of, Somalians. That's not a xenophobic statement.
I'm a Somalia.
Thank you so much.
Why can't we have honest chats about these things? We need to have an honest discussion. Mina bengithi la phakathi kwenu. Phakathi kwethu kahle kahle ngoba besikhona no PA. Futhi we were at a table. We had like 10 women at our table. Uh-huh. None of them are prostitutes. None of them are whores. None of them are any of the above. Mm-hmm. But beba kona nabo inside the same environment. Nati best corner. Na wangan betu beba kona. Family of mine was even there. Mm-hmm. I didn't say the whole club is populated with whores. I said there's a lot of stock of whores here. Just as I can say there was a lot of stock of Nigerians, Zimbabweans, black people, white people. Imagine if I made a statement and said, you know, PH, on all our quests this weekend, there's very little stock of white people. Is that a racist statement? Of course not. I'm saying it's an observation. Ukuthi la ngaphakathi kwethu abelungu bayashoda. But ngaphakathi kwethu I'm a horse, maningi. Maningi horse, bro. Maningi horse.
You're saying, basically, let me put it in simple terms. You observed and said, okay, there are 100 people in this room. 90%
there's no percent.
Guningi is 90%.
Guningi is not 90.
I'm giving you an example.
There are four of us in this room. If two of us were hoes,
that would be half. You would have said half of the people.
But that would be a lot of us. There's only four of us. Friend, come on.
Save your friend.
We have a show. We have a prep. We have a show.
there's
6 feet, and then there's where we are currently. Where we are currently on this show.
Those extended graves, 9 feet.
Listen, to wrap it up, I just think.
This one is for the hoes. I'm wearing Louboutins, bro.
Watch what you say.
What? I'm trying to also attract this dog. And also, wait, my observation extends back a few years, right? Remember I said this when Chris Brown was here as well.
Yes.
And I got into trouble for it. But again, it was my assessment of the situation. I was like, how? Nah, let's talk of pele, bambege layon. Let's talk of pele. Yabo? Nah, bambavu, mguti ay. Tina, besis chilele. And I said, no, that's dope. It's a nice opportunity. Go chill with Chris Brown. I don't have an issue. But people took my shit out of context and they made it seem like I'm saying every single girl in Chris Brown's periphery is a whore bag. If we are going to pretend that no one got chowed in the entire weekend that Chris Brown was here, hey, bro, then it just won't be Chris Brown.
Whereas delivery is very important. If you say, hey, half of the people, you know, you said half. If you said, hey, one third, you know.
Half would have been too many. I wasn't even there by half. But
PH, come into this.
My take.
Yes.
And one of the many things that I do, DJing is one of them.
Yes.
And getting to stand on that, you know, elevated platform.
Yes.
You get to see a different view than everyone else, right? So you're looking up, I'm looking down, right? And for me, I can see people's movement that may be limited for everyone else who's on the same floor. And before you came in, I was saying that I've observed many guys and girls, right? Many people's behavior where it's like, today you're here, tomorrow you're here with someone else, the next day you're with someone else, and the day after. That's a certain behavior of just like, sus.
Sus.
Umuva was nice.
Fine. I'm trying to put it in a nice manner. He would identify it as something else.
However, it's the same thing.
Yeah. But that applies to what we observed in the past couple of days when we were together to say, hey, yo, there is a whole lot of
people moving
fuckery,
fine.
Ne?
Yes.
Recreational.
Fuckery. Recreational, and it's at a transactional exchange. Right?
I
like how you're being politically correct.
Transactional exchange, where it's just like, for him to say, nakya.
I'm a whole bag.
Nangama.
I'm a whole bag.
So for me, I'm just like, I notice the behavior.
Yes.
I'm not police. I'm not kumkwanas.
No, you can't.
It's just not nice when other people are trying to have fun in that same space, mm-hmm. but there's an exchange put to it. So yes. for me, I see
and
you.
And you don't know that it's an exchange.
I see you. Mm-hmm. You're a beautiful lady. Oh my God, I'm single. You're single. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're in a space like this.
Let's
conversation,
have a drink.
Yeah. End of the night, young Chaluti, hey, my brother.
And can I just say, it happened to BH. Remember we spoke?
Nigga,
pause. Whoa, pause. What happened to BH, which we discussed on the show, is when you are in Monaco.
Monaco. Oh,
with the
okay.
Colombian. Oh,
okay,
right?
The Colombian lady.
Because, obviously, we expanded on the story. But you, if you're honest, my friend,
yeah.
when you were engaging with the Colombian,
yeah.
you were like, yo, this chick is hot. Attraction.
Yes.
She was like, damn, PH Matubela, what's the story?
Yeah.
You're speaking to this hand the whole night. Everything is going normal.
Sure.
Siyaphuza, mm-hmm. we're chilling, we're dancing, we're singing songs to each other. Gumnandi. When ushela ukuthi yo la, I'm inside.
Yeah.
Kanti, what's the level?
800 euros.
Damn.
800 euros is the level. Then damn. She's like, listen, I've had fun with you the whole night. You're such an amazing guy. It's going to be 800 euros. Yeah? Like what in the Golden City? What's going
did
on?
You, PH, did you pay it?
Huh?
Did you pay it?
Yeah. No.
Listen,
okay.
500 euros is our limit. We've had an yeah. agreement.
Okay.
800 euros.
That's a lot of money.
No, okay.
Nah, and you know, can I tell you about Winston Churchill?
Mm-hmm.
Can Google it, right? I'm obviously mm-hmm. paraphrasing. But there was some situation when he was prime minister. The situation was that it was post-World War II or something, or World War I, whatever. And I might be wrong, but this is how it makes sense to me.
Sure.
He was saying that prostitution should be allowed. Like, if women want to be prostitutes, like, it's tough times for all of
women
us.
Women and men. And men.
Yeah,
and
whoever wants to prostitute, Habanyo prostitute. Mm-hmm. And then he was getting backlash for it, like, on some, yo, man, that shit is immoral. Why would you support something like sure. that, prime minister? And, you know, this lady in the media that was questioning him, and he was like, check it out, this profession has been around since the dawn of time. Mm-hmm. We're all puzzling here because whatever, Great Depression, don't only. Mm-hmm. Like, it's bad. I can't blame people for utilizing the tools at their disposal.
Sure.
And she was like, nah, dog, that shit is immoral and what. And then he said, ma'am, if I were to offer you £10 to sleep with me, what would you say? She said, you off your head. I would never do that. I'm a good woman, whatever.
Sure.
And he said, if I were to offer you £1 million to sleep with me, she said, well, that one I'd have to seriously consider.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole room laughed.
Sure.
And then he said, you see? Now we are a prostitute. We're just arguing over the price.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And that's the thing. The Balmain jersey one.
Let's wrap it up.
The Balmain jersey one, I could have probably taken that thing down. Because when she walked in, she gave me the look. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And I gave her the look back. And I said to PH, look at this thing.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as she'd given me the look, it's like she was saying in her mind, oh, I know the rock. Oh, cool. Cool story. And then she locked eyes on the venue. And she was like, di-di-di-di. Terminate. After that, so Mina, when I went around and I saw the table she was sitting at, there's no way I could compete there, my friend. I don't have it like that.
Let's wrap it up. I would love to talk about other things on the show. Thank you.
I'd like to talk about that other bitch that you left with. What's up with that one?
The fuck are you talking about? Thank you for weighing in. Do you want to wrap it up with anything?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
And right. I love it because that's why I tweeted it.
Okay.
I want people to engage me on it. I'm just being a boost. Sometimes I'm a boost.
Thank you.
Don't take it to head.
What you say. Thank you for coming through.
Listen, I'm also the same guy who speaks at the G20 summit. You know, we can be different. I need an invite
with
to the
rest
national
of the show,
dialogue.
A lot.
Can it be added to the agenda of national dialogue?
Listen, speaking of national dialogues, I never knew he had it in him.
Who?
To sing like that.
Who?
Yes, Miss Really. Yes, Miss Really. There's Miss Really, then there's like Whitney Houston, like
then there's Celine Dion.
Then like, there's Celine Dion.
Bro, shows 5 days a week in Vegas
brother.
For 5 years, nigga.
Yo. Biggie Tele, that nigga's middle name should be Adele or some shit. Like the way that nigga was singing this past week. Oh my god. That nigga was like, yo, fuck that. It was me and those niggas.
That's the problem, is that, remember we've said before on the show that niggas are espousing stuff.
Yeah.
They don't need to espouse.
Yeah.
And in espousing it, they're implicating themselves and others, where it's like, how fit wa ufaga
me. Sure.
Yeah,
so
everyone's a whistleblower.
Mm.
Like, it's the age of whistleblowing.
So, yeah, just to bring context, obviously, Madlanga,
ad hoc committee.
Ad hoc committee, sorry, ad hoc committee. Bekicele, former minister of police. Minister of police went and obviously sat and sang in front of that committee, asked tons of questions, and it seemed like he was coming out with the truth. Right? Or a version of the truth.
Well,
or his version of the truth.
Very important thing about the ad hoc committee is that nothing that he said there should be taken as the truth. However, it's witness testimony under oath vibes.
Yes.
According to the statement that you're giving.
100%.
It does need to be tested, investigated and tested to see whether or not it is true. 100%. However, I think what the whole country, certainly me, clearly you, was surprised to see is how, I don't know if open is the right word, but like, it's almost like he came then he said, ah, today you'll see.
Yeah.
Yabo manje, things will keep up.
I think that's the most we got out of him in one sitting.
In a decade.
As a minister.
What I didn't, what I think he was also very clever with, and I see a lot of stupid people fell for it, is that he made some statements that are very ambiguous, but extremely reckless. In regards to Anele Tembe's death, God rest her soul.
Fucking hell.
I felt like that was unnecessary when he was like, oh, actually, the police were investigating that thing. They believed at the time that she was murdered. Mm. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Because now it's like, if that was the case, then why didn't they say something two years
back
ago?
Then,
you know what I'm saying? Or whenever they happened upon
but
this information.
It also makes a question.
It can't be that you are the only person who knows this information.
Sure.
And you've chosen this platform where you are actually here to answer a question
and
like,
fire.
Why the fuck were you sleeping at Kat Matlala's house?
Sure.
Hey, my brother, you understand? I feel like a lot of people are scared. Hey, I almost Matlangered myself. But if I, hypothetically speaking, knew any of these big guys who are mentioned in these things,
sure,
I would say, I know the guy. I know the guy. Because I know him from the scene. Remember that place where Kwela... We're all together there. But if I happen to be in the same venue as you on that day, and I know you because you know me and we know each other, no one is saying that. They are so scared and running away from any association. Others are saying, oh, it's like, we heard this guy is your nephew. Really? I don't know that nigga. It's like, oh, well, he lives two blocks from your house.
Yeah.
So he lives two blocks from my house?
Yeah, there's a photo
there's
of you.
There's a photo of you and his boy. Oh, that's why. Yazin.
Yeah, man.
Something is hitting water.
So,
to close it, I'm saying that it's almost like they're so scared that they're like, fuck it, I'm going to say this now so I can distract and deflect.
Mm.
And the real question that was posed to him was, why did you sleep at this nigga's house? Because like I say, I know a lot of these cats. I've never slept at any of their houses.
Sure.
We're not on that level. I'm not a politician. I'm just saying.
Sure.
I can relate as to how maybe you know each other. But to say that you slept at his house.
Yeah, that's another take.
Bit of a reach for me.
I think for me, another thing was what he was saying was obviously very contradictory to what Senzo Mkhunu had been saying. You know, to say, well, no, that's cap.
Yeah.
Because 1, 2, 3 happened.
Sure, so I heard what that nigga said and that shit is.
Yeah, and that ain't it.
You know, I'm kidding.
So obviously, he dragged him underneath the bus, but so which obviously then says we have a problem here.
Mm.
You know, who's telling the truth or who's not being truthful? And, you know, I think did he speak foul about Mkhwanazi? No.
He didn't. He actually spoke.
Well,
he made a statement about Mkhwanazi, which I commented on. Obviously, it was, no, I won't say it was out of context because, again, he did it on purpose. And that's why it was clipped the way it was.
Oh, yeah.
When he was talking about Mkhwanazi in relation to him as an apartheid policeman.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, oh, here we go, the big A. You know, when they throw in apartheid, you must know. But anyway, he did have other good things to say about Mkhwanazi.
Sure.
And a lot of people commented and said that he spoke positively and highly of him because Mkhwanazi, you know, say what you want. the Pruru's work kind of speaks for itself in a lot of contexts. Mm. So he did say some good stuff about him. I think where his axe to grind was with senior people who were serving at the same time as him. Where, like you say, Mkunu came there and said some stuff, and he was like, nah, nah, nah. Let me tell you. You understand? And then put it to the country. There's a guy I met, very senior guy as well, politician. I met him at the coffee shop the other day, and we were just shooting the breeze, talking shit. And he said, you know, what concerns me is that we have a system where, because we appoint people with no qualifications, really, no experience a lot of the time, but with credentials, struggle credentials, CADA credentials. We say, PH, hambu yo sebenza kona.
Sure.
Right? We put you in.
The sports minister
you
doesn't
get
pay sport.
12-vehicle escort everywhere you go with blue lights. Mm. You get 24/7 security bodyguards, all paid for by the state. You get a massive house, mansion.
Cape
you
Town,
travel.
Pretoria.
Everything is now covered. Right? You are a king. And then your portfolio that you're serving in, that service ends, and then it's like, Shoshoput. And nobody else finds value in having you on a board of any kind.
Sure.
Not in the private sector, not in the security cluster,
sure,
nowhere else. Now it's like, what now? Now you're a timer, you're old. You don't have that power anymore where everyone is calling you because you're the guy that can make one call and Kat Matala lets you stay at his house.
Sure.
That can make one call and stuff starts to happen. You are no longer that guy. And now it's almost like he said, it's like they start unraveling. Because now it's like, oh, you're giving me an opportunity to come and speak. I'm going to show you niggas who I am.
Sure.
Because it's almost like an ego thing.
Got you.
Where they've taken away that power that you once had and you want to show us that.
Mm.
Let me tell you who I am, nigga. Like, do you know the type of power I had?
Got you.
I had access to X, Y, and Z information.
Got you.
And I thought that was very profound because it did seem very bitter. Like he was bitter. He was like, oh, okay.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Training Day.
King Kong
ain't got shit on me, nigga.
No, I got you.
It's like Brits. It's like, oh, you motherfuckers was turning on me.
Got you.
And I think we're seeing a lot of that in this ad hoc committee.
As a South African, it's also very disappointing, I think, seeing a former minister now singing like that. When it's like, but when you were in that position, there's so much shit that you could have done. But here you are finding, you know, priding yourself 2 years later, whatever.
Snitching now,
yeah, now you're snitching. Like,
yes.
You look like.
And can I tell you who's the real fucking G? Mm. The real G.
Huh?
Ngamalala.
Okay.
Because Ngamalala, every time he had the opportunity to be that snitch nigga, because they fucked him. You understand? They fucking came for him in the media. It's now starting to become clear that, hey, this guy was a big scapegoat for a lot of shit that was happening that we're only finding out about now. Like,
sure.
Honestly, let's not have a naive approach to this, right? So a lot of stuff that this guy was labeled with and hit with that you can see, like, hey, maybe we should re-scrutinize that thing.
Mm.
Doesn't mean that he was clean as a whistle and we need him back or some shit.
No.
It's to say that when there's an agenda, there's an agenda.
Yeah, boy,
and I remember every time that he spoke and he had the opportunity to sing, he rather was ridiculed in the press for it,
sure.
Was named and labeled a fool, but he never fucking snitched. Because that's not, you understand what I'm saying? Yeah, you come and then it's not that you're snitching, it's that we see what you're doing and the type of statements you're making and what they lead to.
Sure.
For me, the Nelly Tembe thing, every media outlet ran with that. It was now a topic of discussion. It brought out a whole new GBV angle and I was like, ah, bruh, this is unnecessary because, you know, these people are dead, bruh. There's no need for this. And if that was the case, why wow, ngashonga put?
Back then.
Like, you could have said something, bab. Yeah, but we respect you, but I ganjal. So, anyways.
Yeah,
interesting times in South Africa.
Yeah, speaking of interesting times, I don't know which way we should go. There's
which one? With those tickets that you bought. I called BH. I'm like, yo, dog, can you get me tickets to Kanye West? So that thing's a scam?
No, it's not.
It's not a scam?
No, it's not. I saw two credible agencies.
Yeah.
Dentsu.
Oh, Dentsu, yeah?
Yeah, Dentsu and... Dentsu and Konje, who else? Dentsu and another agency. Sorry, I'm gonna look for this thing now.
But yeah.
They were basically Marcel. I think Marcel. used to be at Heineken.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know,
I saw him post saying that they are part of...
They're part of this thing. So you're saying credible people have come out and said, we're doing something?
Yes.
Okay, for those of you who don't know, Kanye West was supposed to be coming to South Africa. It was announced to Gucci. He'd be coming to SA in December. He was going to be performing at Ellis Park on the 13th of December. Now, the company that was hosting Kanye, or the promoter, is Monyake Group. Right? Mm. In association with Ticket Pro. But Ticket Pro, I don't have any hate for, because obviously they're a ticketing platform.
Ticket Pro is a subsidiary. Yeah. It's owned by...
The higher ups.
Is it Blue Communications, ne? Who are those guys that created Airtime in South Africa? That family.
The family.
But they own quite a lot of things, man. I think CompuTicket was one of them.
Ticket Pro, yeah.
No.
No. Ticket Pro is under them, yeah.
But I'm saying they...
They're called... Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Forgot that family.
I know the uncle's name, but I don't know
his name. Uncle and the
lighties. And the lighties, yeah, you know. Yeah. Trinity. Yes. Yeah.
Anyways, so I think that... You know what the problem is? And the sentiment when this thing came out, it wasn't a credible promoter which went live to say we're bringing Kanye West. It was a... Who the fuck
Monyake
is this?
Monyake Group, yeah.
Their website was nonsense.
Blue Label Telecoms.
Yeah, Blue Label Telecoms is who the guys that own Ticket Pro. Yeah.
Yes.
And if you know the subsubsidiaries underneath Blue Label, you'll be a bit more convinced. Right.
So anyway. It'll start to make sense, yeah.
So these Monyake guys, they launch. People don't know what the hell's going on. Is Kanye West happening? Kanye West posts that he's going to Brazil on the one platform, says South Africa, then deletes it. You know, it's been questionable ever since. And I think, you know, there have been stories that have come out in the last week where it's like these guys missed payment. Then obviously it got people questioning, you know, I saw some piece of information saying that they've only sold 6,000 tickets.
They'd already sold 6,000 tickets.
Yeah, it's just a whole lot. But then when I saw the two agencies saying, no, we're part of this, then I was just like, okay, maybe this Kanye West thing is happening.
Yeah.
But what obviously still makes me questionable versus like a big concert or a Glen 21 or a Showtime or a Anything Goes, who are the guys that bring in the big, you know,
the big acts.
Big acts. Mm. Their rollout in terms of marketing, it's down there. Whereas, if I want to call it that big five.
Yeah.
Companies.
They do shit properly.
They go hard. So obviously you're then convinced and you know that.
Yes.
Chris Brown is coming.
They brought Chris Brown. You know they brought Travis Scott. Yes. You know they brought Mang Mang, right? Sure. Kendrick, whoever.
Yeah.
Whereas, to be honest, the first thing I said when I saw it announced, when it said Ellis Park, I was like, okay, it's definitely not big concerts.
Sure.
That, and then I tried to find...
But obviously you understand the complication around...
Yes, and I understand the dynamics of concerts because we've been out here for years. I said,
what I'm saying is to the next person doesn't understand why it's not happening. At Thingy.
At FNB Stadium.
At FNB Stadium, yeah.
And then I thought about it and I'm like, why would it be so highly publicized?
What?
This thing. If it was a scam. So I gave it like that credence. Because this is the other thing about Kanye. Remember, those big five, it's unlikely that they would book an artist like him. Because he's been cancelled.
Yes.
By the people that make concerts happen. So if you're looking for sponsorship, it's unlikely that you're going to find a sponsor.
Yeah.
You know, like if you're looking for airtime at any credible media platform.
Sure.
It's unlikely that the big ones will partner with you because it's him, right? Especially because of their religious affiliation.
Yes.
And the shit that he said.
Yes.
So that's also just a thing. That's just a fact. It's not Waras' personal thoughts on the matter. It's that because of the stuff that Kanye said, it's unlikely that a lot of the people you need are going to work with you, which makes it extremely difficult.
Gotcha.
Then there was like some leaks.
Oh, look at who we have here.
Hey, Kanye.
How's it, Putty?
Yo, how's that?
Yeah.
I saw some leaks of like the contract.
Yes.
And how it's like what he's charging, how much they're supposed to be paying.
Sure.
And I also estimated, because I know some of these numbers, and I was like, it's probably going to cost these niggas like 4.5 million US to bring this nigga here.
Sure.
Now I'm like, 100 bars. Mm. Then I'm like, okay, 100 bars, excluding the show itself. This is just the artist's fee. Yeah. So let's say 150 mil.
Sure.
Now I'm calculating from 150 mil, Ellis Park. Ellis Park is like 20,000?
No, oh, man, 60,000.
60,000?
60,000. Eminem performed there.
Eminem performed at F&B, boss.
No, it's 60,000.
Let me see, wait.
Showtime Toast did Eminem there. Toast did Eminem at...
Eminem was at F&B Stadium.
Brother, Eminem...
It's fine, I'm going to Google it.
Eminem was
Where was Eminem?
Ellis Park. Ellis Park. No, it's 60,000, bro. Really?
You all said Jason Derulo there.
Oh, yes.
62,567.
Okay, cool. 40,000. Okay, cool.
Okay, so what do you rate? 40,000.
40,000.
Okay. What is the average ticket price? I didn't see how much people were.
$900.
Okay. Let's say $1,000.
That's a lot.
Okay. Let's say 45,000 tickets. It's 45 mil.
That's nowhere near.
You understand?
Yeah, that's...
You haven't even covered the cost of the artist.
The cost of the artist. That's just the production.
Right? So let's say there's tickets for fucking 5,000 rand.
Plus suites and whatnot.
Times. That one, how many? Yeah, suites and whatever. But that's not the majority of your ticket sales. Mm. You're going to sell maybe 5,000 tickets at 5,000 rand.
Mm.
Right? Times 5,000. Okay, you got 25 bar from your 5,000 ticket sales. Plus...
But that's a stretch.
Let's say there's tickets for 1,800. I'm basing it like on some Travis Scott numbers that I saw, right?
Okay.
So say you're selling 20,000 at that. Cool, you're on 61 mil, right? Plus the remaining, let's say 50,000. So let's say another 30,000 tickets at 1,000 rand. We're being generous here. You've got 91 bars in the kitty, right? If there is 50,000 people there and you work on an average bar spend of what? 600 rand? Huh? More?
Yeah, I'd say 600.
Times 600 rand. You're on 121 million, right?
No sponsors.
No sponsors because it's Kanye. And even if you had sponsors, you're not going to get 100 bar. You're going to get sponsors maybe 50 mil. Right, so
don't add that. Don't.
I'm not adding that. No, but we're on 121 million. We're being generous here with the numbers, right?
Streaming.
And this guy is charging you $5 million. Jeez. So it's what, times 17.2. Give or take, 86 bar for the artist.
Sure.
Right. Plus the other shit that he. Let's say 90 million for the artist.
Sure.
Right. 90 million for the artist. Your production there. Production, marketing, supporting lineup, security. Nah, bro. There's no way they're making money on that. They're losing money. They're losing like 20, 30 million.
Yeah.
So already I was like, if you said F&B Stadium, Kanye West, F&B Stadium makes sense because of the numbers. F&B Stadium, Chris Brown did 89,000 people. Right, it's a much bigger stadium. Bushiri, when we did Bushiri, we did security.
Eve,
dude, this nigga did over 100,000 people inside the stadium. I'm telling you, it was over capacity.
And with a smaller stage.
But it was a fantastic stage.
Yeah.
It was small, but because he's one man.
I'm saying compared to like the size of a Chris Brown stage.
Yeah, I know, because it's not production heavy. He's not performing. Yeah. But it is very...
360.
Interactive, yeah. It was a 360 degree rotating multi-level stage, but it's compact and it's neatly in the corner. He had standing, he had the stands, he had the rafters packed, the staircases. There was over 100,000 people. Yeah. But if you can do ticket sales in that region, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, now you're starting to make sense on your $5 million price tag.
Yeah.
So I am funner for me. I was like,
Nah, look, I do think, as you were talking, you mentioned obviously that it's not the Big Five.
It's not the Big Five.
And then obviously,
this is not the Madlanga Commission Big
no,
Five.
No, man. Yeah, cool, man. We're talking about the Big Five.
Call concert it the promote. Commission.
Yeah, concert commission. Yeah, it makes it very interesting that they will have difficulty getting the usual sponsors because of his remarks towards that community. I didn't think of it like that, but regardless, I think it's going to be a tough one. Good luck to those people who are going to go to that concert.
Are they going?
Eh?
Well, let's see if the concert. I don't think it's going to happen.
If and when it happens, yeah.
I'm going to put money. In my opinion, I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, but anyways, I think, we've spoken a bit too much. This may be our last episode, considering this guy's remarks. What else were we meant to talk about?
I know, that's it, I think. Yeah, no, it's fine. No, I'm going to be getting cancelled because I said that.
Let's leave that one.
Listen,
out.
Because I called us. Listen, ladies, this one's for you. You know, I fucking love you bitches. Okay.
Whoa, say something nice, man.
Nah. Ladies, know. You know, PH. Personally, I like to see myself. I love women, right? I protect women if ever I'm in a space where there are women present.
Yes.
I want them to know that if you see Waras, this guy, me, I'm here for you. I ride for you. Sure. I don't care what you do in your spare time. I don't care what you do for a living. I will never treat a woman with disdain. I'll never be disrespectful. I try to conduct myself in a way where when we have personal engagements, me na ngumuntu right.
Yes.
I want everyone to feel comfortable. I want everyone to know that I'm here for you. But that does not mean that what I said is nonsense.
So
I believe
that
we are fucking up the dating market and the social market, the way we exchange socially as human beings. I think it's being ruined by this transactional nature of how everything is being conducted.
Sure.
And I love how that lady put it, that director of that movie, when she said, capitalism is now cannibalizing love.
Mm.
Is that if you are dating people based on what they can afford, how much money they have and what they can buy you, I don't think you'll truly be happy. But I also think that it ruins the opportunity because men are the initiators of these conversations. And there's men and boys out there who, like Sena was saying, why are you even going on a date? Why are you even concerned with umcholo mongena mali? What? Bro, social interaction is very important for the development of a young man and a young woman.
Sure.
And it's also very important that sex is important, it's a physiological need. And you want to have it with a partner with whom you committed and not multiple partners. Sorry, sure. I had to say that disclaimer.
Yes.
Right. But.
What I said, sorry.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What I said, sorry.
But, I don't take back what I said. I meant it, bro. There's a serious stock of horse problem. It's out of control.
I'm with you. No, I'm with you. Look, I think I share the same sentiment in terms of the transactional shit. Yeah, it's not the one.
And we actually had this conversation. Like, PH and I found ourselves, you know, when we were standing there by the DJ box?
Yes, at the
other place, not this one.
Yeah.
And I said to you, what is that one saying?
Which
and
one?
You were like, oh, that other one.
That no, was, you see, I've... I
where you were like, I'm not even going to bother.
Yes.
Because I already know the chat is heading in a direction where it's like,
yes, and this is why. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that one.
And
I was disappointed to hear this because I was like, fuck, this one looks nice. And 100%. PH was like, ah, I already tried.
No, and this is why, in my experience at work, and I separate the two. This is why I play and leave.
Yeah.
Because I'm Zwan and I'm a Simba that happens in this space where I'm going to be subjected to purchasing things that are, you know,
dog.
Marked up at 400-500%.
Yeah, I know. Wholeflation. Wholeflation, man.
Start there. Like, but also then understanding the general practice in such a space. I'm not saying everyone who comes to where there's nice lights and loud music. Some people just want to have fun, and that's cool.
That's
what I'm saying.
Most people just want to have fun.
Yes.
Let's make that very clear. And fun was had.
Yeah.
We had fun. It was fucking power.
In a situation where I'm going to be subjected to particular behavior, I'm not going to subscribe to that thing.
Yeah.
And that's why I tend to play and leave.
Mm.
Or if I understand what's about to happen, yeah.
And it's like we're condoning it.
Yeah.
By participating in it, we're condoning it. Because now it's like, I always say, don't hate the player, hate the game.
Mm.
If you're in the game, except the game will show you.
Yeah.
So sometimes you got to just get in and play the game because that's how the game is
sure.
played. But that is condoning the
sure.
continuation of this game, which, as I say, is unsustainable.
Mm.
It's not going to work.
Where I deem or where I assume I'll find what it is, the not non-transactional. Let's not sit here and say that shit is not transactional, right?
Can be, but under
the, yes.
In the right order of priority.
Yes, in the right order.
We can transact. No, Mina, I'll spoil you if you're my hun.
Sure.
No problem.
Sure.
But you cannot be my hun on the basis that I spoil
Uguti.
You. No.
I'm buying my love. No.
Because sometimes we're puzzling.
Yeah. I get you. And that's why I was saying that I go to places, whether it's the library, whether it's Sondweni, whether it's Chimini, whatever it is, right? I'm not saying that those are the places, but oh, hi, Putin. Shambas.
Shambas?
No. 3,000.
Hello. Oh, yeah, Shanya. Now, let's go.
Eh? 3,000 uvula umlomo.
Yeah, yeah.
And knowing that fuck? Champagne what? is six flutes. Six flutes, like six glasses.
Yes.
That's,
and I was paid 3K.
No, I'm just saying, so and the likely consumption is that one person can, you know, maybe do 12 flutes before they are.
Yeah.
So 6,000.
6,000. 6,000.
2,000. I'm not saying that. Just oh. Gucci. Hello. Yo, in Cyril's economy,
just
my nigga.
Just look lala now.
In Cyril's economy, count me out. I'm good, yo. I'm good. Yeah.
PH seems to think you'll find the decent ones at church. They're there too, man.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
Because church is another place you can go to go
my
and
my brother, church is a place of healing. It's not a place of
it is, but hey, some people
no, no,
come
no.
There
as
to
in,
see with you, what car did they come
no,
in.
No, what I'm saying is doesn't mean you'll find the perfect person there.
Yeah, so or don't look.
But anyways, I think let's wrap it up. This is our last. What's happening now?
Nothing. We're closing with the video for Katie.
Which video is
which
this?
One?
Ah, dog, we can...
What are we... Is that not the one for the psychology?
No, there was... Yeah, we can use that another time. Yo, we're out of here.
Next time on the show, we've got a child psychologist.
Huh? Psychologist, ne? Yeah. Oh, my God.
To come and discuss our trauma with us.
Yeah, I think we definitely need that. We're out of here. Interesting episode. Don't be a W bag. Is that what Morris is going to say? Yeah, don't be a W bag.
Remember your models first and foremost.
Yes. In that case.
Without them, I was a liwa.
What we usually say, I don't think applies, but take it easy.
Can't say it today.
Can't say it today, because if you take it easy and if you take it home, we should go to Kokile.
I'm not in the mood.
Yo, man, we're out of here. Shout out to you.
Yeah, like, subscribe, follow, do the stuff, talk to us. We love you.